Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira. Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka, and my beloved Kira will be with us in just a couple of moments. But for right now, we want to say welcome to each and every one of you. We are live today. We're looking forward to taking your calls and telling you stories and inspiring recognitions. And I don't know in what order that'll happen. However, you can be assured that things will happen. You know, today we are wanting to pick up a little bit on the theme that we've been sharing for the last several months, and that is the rising energy on the planet, the chakra Vastu, we call it. And that energy has been a real blessing of awakening, a blessing of cleansing, and it has been continuous for the last several months. And here we are in April, which is the energy of the intuitive aspect of our being. This is the energy of space, the energy of the third eye. Consider for a moment what it means to be activating the third eye, the intuitive center. Many people believe that the intuitive center is about seeing auras or predicting the future, that kind of thing. And of course, that's one of the aspects of it. However, more importantly, it's about conscious connection to the non-physical. It's about the understanding of the relationship we have as consciousness with the greater world. And so as we open our intuitive capacity, that space, what we're saying is, I'm willing to apprehend. I'm willing to be consciously connected to that which is beyond form.
And, you know, speaking of being willing, how about yesterday, my angels, huh? We were in that incredible, I don't even have words for how amazing the energy of this new moon is. And of course, we're still in it. And, you know, if you're on our newsletter list, we even sent out an email yesterday that 11:57 a.m. Pacific time, we really hit this beautiful void of creation. And we're in a moment, a very unique moment, where the power of intuition, the power of the third eye is colliding with the ability to create, pouring in through the universe. This is, if there has ever been a miracle moment where literally, you know, using the words, the stars are aligned, this is it. And this is the time. However, this is an active moment. This is not a passive moment. You must take action. You cannot just sit around and go, oh, the stars are aligned, it'll happen. The stars are aligned for those who make it clear. And this is why I'm talking about the collision of the third eye energy, the intuition, with these beautiful, really, Sri, cosmic energies. And, you know, Sri and I are trying to weave two shows into one. We apologize we weren't here last week. We really thought we would be, but I can promise you it's been worth the wait.
And so just to kind of bring this into a place where it's useful,
are you saying what I said wasn't useful?
No. What I'm saying is I want you to be able to take home something and go, oh yeah, I see how that fits my life. And as we develop or expand any particular level in our chakra system, it brings a blessing to our lives. So for example, as you expand your grounding way back down in the pelvis, you are expanding your capacity to be safe in the world. Now, that's in the physical. As you expand your heart, you're certainly expanding your compassion, your ability to be passionate. I'm just giving you the quickie summary. So consider for a moment what happens as you expand your sixth chakra area.
Ooh, a lot, Sri.
And if you expand that without having your grounding in place, having your heart open.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Uh-oh, you're going to be teeter-tottering, topsy-turvy, and chaos comes in.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a compassion in the universe that it really, this energy lift started at the foundation. opening the foundation, opening the earth, the air, the water, the fire, the ether before we get to this
space. I love it. The final frontier. Because we really are in this final frontier. You know, April is all about the chakra vastu energy on the planet of the third eye and the energy of space. But the energy of space also overlays into the crown, which is where we're going in May. This is a stunning time. And you know, Sri, it's also stunning when we're live and we can connect with all of our beautiful callers. Now, I know the lines are filling fast, but hey, guys, give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008 to get in the queue. And if you call and it's busy, it just means all the lines are filled. But as soon as we get our first caller, start getting back in that queue because, you know, Sri, every caller from every show is always here at the right moment.
We like that.
We love that.
And so consider for a moment that each of us is on our journey.
Yeah.
And that journey is both physical, emotional, spiritual, and more. You know, there's so often we limit our capacity to understand how we're growing because of our vocabulary. We don't have the words to describe what's happening, but we do notice that things are a-shifting. And one of the things that we've observed since this March 20th, opening that just really launched things is a lot of people were experiencing some chaos, some bumpiness.
Yeah.
And yet, with your heart open, with your trust in gear, you just ride it out.
Well, and you know, we talked about this a couple shows back, and we want to just kind of really emphasize that with yesterday's new moon. Now, remember, as Sri mentioned, we had that March 20 opening of the Ascension Portal. We also were very, very blessed. We had a very powerful live Archangel Angelic Consolment come in at that very moment about the twinning Earth. And if you have not connected with that yet, check out our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Official Sri and Kira, and that'll take you there and watch that ensoulment, this birthing of the new earth, this twinning of the new earth, and just really allow yourself to dive into these energies because we had the opening and then we've been anchoring and then we had that beautiful, beautiful, remember we've had the solar eclipse, we've had the lunar eclipse, and now we're back. We're waxing once more. We've gone deep into the void. And the secret, my angels, is release the doubt, release the fear, and trust your intuition. Remember, April is the month about trusting your intuition, and the universe is supporting you, which is why we also want to talk about our cosmic brethren and cosmic connections today. It's just such a powerful moment,
Sri. Well, it is. And you know, I just got to share one more thing because I've been around long enough.
Have you really?
That I'm beginning to delight in the fact that we're ever the same, ever renewed.
Mm.
You know, there are cycles within the cycles.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at this escalation of energy, this escalation of consciousness, what I realize is we will all be cycling again. And those of us that were really tracking with this chakra vastu momentum have kind of hopped on the escalator to ascension.
I love it.
And we're going, okay, take me. And then there are those that are kind of standing on the sidelines going, where are they going?
And where's the escalator? I don't get it.
And it's like, my friends, they feel different. There's something different going on. And then all of a sudden, they will begin their cycle.
Yes.
And so it goes.
Well, you know, Sri, I love that you're using this word, but I want to also say, you know, sometimes when we hear the word cycle, we go, oh my gosh, does this mean I'm repeating old stuff?
No, it means you're moving. That's
exactly,
a cycle.
Exactly. The answer is that, you know, consider that it's a grand spin bike, right? And there's times you're on the spin bike and you have the energy to go really fast. There's times you're up on your legs. There's times you're down on the handlebars. The gift is that with every revolution, we are better. We are carrying greater wisdom. We are carrying greater momentum. We are connected. You know, this is a moment right now for anyone who wants to rebirth. I don't care if you're 18, 80, or 108. Now is the time to start fresh with the collective wisdom of the journey. But I want you to hear this with all love. Feel this with my passion, because of course we are the voice of passionate action. And I encourage you to take on the passion that the past is the past. It's over. Let it go. Done. Finito. Here we are.
And I remember being 108 once.
Only 108? You little youngster, you.
And I'm okay with the here and now.
I love the here and now.
Now, speaking of here and now, we have some beautiful callers
who have
connected in here for the first time ever. I want to say hello to them.
Oh, absolutely.
And so why don't we head to line two and welcome Catherine from Calgary, Canada.
Well, namaste, Catherine. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, we are delighted to share with you. Welcome to Sri and Kira. How can we help you?
I was just hoping for a mini soul reading, if possible. It's my first time calling in.
Well, we're glad you found us, and always perfect to call on these days. And one of the things that I'm grateful for is the connection that your voice is offering so clearly already. I love Canada. I love many areas in the world, of course, but Canada is such a beautiful spot. And you're carrying with you right now an interesting energy. And the word I'm offering you is a word that's coming in through this vast group that is around you right now. And they're using the word propensity. And I know that's a very interesting word. And the word I also want to use is intricate. They're saying that you are weaving a intricate web of divine expansion, and that this web is one that will hold you but can also trap you, and that this word propensity is very, very important for you right now, because as you are, it's funny, they keep telling me to say to you, turn around, look the other direction, just turn around and notice what's been waiting for you, because you've put all the pieces together. Now it's time to actually allow them to serve you rather than thinking that you're the one that has to keep serving them. And this group, it's so funny because, you know, you called as we're talking about our cosmic brethren in the Blue Starborn today. They're singing and they're sending you these beautiful divine harmonies. And it's funny because as I'm connecting with you, my ears are so filled with a high-pitched tone. There's almost pressure, especially in my left ear. And they're saying that open up to hear and be heard and just turn and let it come forward. You're also resonating with the energy of three. So I want to wrap with that, because for you right now, it's about Trinity energy. It's about the three. It's about the pyramid. It's about mother, father, holy. It's all of it. It's the unified spirit of oneness. And so you're a gift. And thank you so much for being our first caller today. I'm really honored to connect with you.
Thank you very much. That gave me some very good insight. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us is on our journey.
Like it or not, right?
Like it or not. And
can't get off this ride, baby.
Well, you know, it's always both invigorating and humbling when I realize that the human being, are, you know, the spiritual being,
the human
is a complicated creature.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, I used to sit as a psychotherapist chatting with a lot of people who were immersed in their entanglements. Let's just leave it at that. And the more they began to look at the problems, the bigger the problems got. The more they began to analyze and look at and get unhappy with their entanglements, it's like it was an endless stream. It's like trying to pull one thread out of a woven blanket, and pretty soon you've dismantled everything.
Right.
And I began to realize early in my career that I wanted to throw psychotherapy out the door, because it the classical training did not respect the whole being. And so the way, what bringing this full circle, each of us must tend to our garden, yet not forget the bigger picture. There are seasons in our lives. There's timings in our lives. And we're doing it perfectly.
You know, Sri, I love that analogy. And I want to share for those of you that went, Sri, what do you mean you want to throw psychotherapy out the door? Bear in mind that there is a moment where we can each step out of the pattern of, let's just say, dealing with life, and we can step into living our life.
Yep, to move from coping to creating.
Ooh, I love that.
It's really kind of the magic step. And it doesn't happen through analysis. It happens through consciousness lifting.
And yet the gift of analysis is that sometimes it brings us to that moment of the lift.
You know, everything's preparation.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to smile and say it's all good.
Yeah, it
However, whatever it takes to get you to the door, as long as you walk through that door,
that's the key.
We're doing fine.
Is to know that the door is always open. All right.
Well, we got another door here. It's called Line 3, we're going to say hi to Elizabeth from Hollywood.
Namaste, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
We're delighted to take your call. How can we serve you today?
Well, I'm a first-time listener, and I've been highly advised to call you guys by my best friend. And I have a request and a question for you today.
Go for it.
Basically, what's going on in my life is I'm really professional and ready to do my best, but whenever I try to get a job and a career, I'm not successful. And I've been unemployed for most of the time, and every time I get a job, somehow I end up losing it or forced to leave the job. I'm having all kinds of troubles and misfortunes, so much so that I started to think something or somebody is keeping me away from my good luck. So I'm asking for your help to cleanse me and to help me get out of this cycle.
Well, first of all, my angel, I just want to share with you that my heart reaches out to your heart right now, and I want you to feel how loved you are, how loved and supported you are. And if it's safe to do so, I want to invite you to close your eyes and to just bring a hand to your heart and bring the other hand to your lower stomach. When I connect with you through your voice and your sharing, there is this beautiful, what I see is this little girl, and she just keeps saying, "Why don't you love me?" And so I'm just sending her lots and lots of reassurance and love right now. And this is nothing you need to address. This is nothing you need to dive into. It's just this recognition that deep within your soul is this magical, the only way I can describe her is fairy princess. There's just this beautiful fairy princess that wants to come out. And that in your case, it's about having more fun and allowing the joy-filled nature of feeling safe in the world to come forward for you. And as I'm sharing this with you, it's so adorable. There's like all these little birds that are putting a crown on your head, and they're tickling you, and I'm seeing you laughing and dancing and swirling and twirling. And the answer, the gift, the greatest gift for you right now is to release the perception of what you think you are and to relax into the truth of who you are, because that beautiful being has not yet come forward. And the minute she does, things are just going to click, 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 click. The other thing I strongly encourage you to do is your root chakra is congested. When I gaze at you, the traditional root chakra, it's very, very congested. I just see it as a swirling pool of energy that's very congested. And I encourage you to go to our website, shriankira.com, connect with the RRST, look at that for your root chakra. You also might want to go. We have a radio show posted at our YouTube channel, and it's The Ancient Secrets of Rudraksha Ratna. You might want to listen to that show because it'll help unlock this root chakra. And the other way that you can unlock that root chakra is to just keep offering to yourself the gift of, I am safe and I deserve because I am born. I deserve because I am born. I deserve the best job, the best life, the best happiness because I took birth on this planet. And then for you, my love, dance, sing, twirl, laugh. And you're resonating right now with the number 2, which means that there's a very important person who is, I'm getting that they have either just come into your life or they're going to be coming into your life that will assist you to keep moving forward. And whenever you have a thought that comes in that would try to take away from this beautiful princess that you are, try to laugh at it and not dive into it. It's just habit. And then send love right back into that root chakra again. And I hear within 2 months, things are going to change for you quite dramatically if you choose to allow the shift to come in. You're in a really good time, and I'm really glad you called today. I'm just really glad to connect with you, my angel. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask you one more question before you go?
Go for it.
Right now, my friend and I have been working to start a business, and I wanted to see if you see anything happening with that in the future. It's a jewelry business that we're starting.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I saw another person. And that it was this two working together was going to help you to really move forward. And so I would say that if you know, you might have to re-listen to the show again, but really pay attention to your energy. But the two working as one is a really good energy for you. So I would definitely move forward.
Okay, wonderful. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, so often we find that not only are two heads better than one, that we simply need to support each other.
Yeah.
And that support comes from listening. That support comes from aligning, you know, shared hands. It comes from the recognition that here we are as in individuated form, and there's others just like me.
Well, and that we have moved into this beautiful moment of cooperation versus competition. You know, and this is something that especially on a cosmic level is ready to be modeled. And when we begin modeling cooperation, we begin expanding and recognize that there's plenty for everybody.
There is plenty for everybody. And I also want to underscore something, and we're going to be talking a bit about the Blue Starborn here in a few minutes. However, how many of you remember that line that is in the United States Declaration of Independence? And it goes like this: we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just consider for a moment. I'm not going to get into what those truths are. However, Kira shared earlier, you deserve because you were born.
Absolutely.
That's one of those self-evident truths. The abundance of the planet, the abundance of the universe is your birthright because you were born here.
Absolutely. And remember, that was your choice. And of course, this also ties into our cosmic connections and all of the other beautiful things we're doing. And I know that our lines have just been full, full, full. Do we want to try and sneak in one more person?
We can do one more before we move to the next topic, and
then
we'll get
it
to everybody else.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's head to line one, and we'll say hi to Sonia from California.
Well, namaste, Sonia. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I spoke to you guys a while back, and you said for me to call, and I got through, and I think it's meant to be, and I'm just going through a really hard time in my life right now. I'm definitely in my ascension process. I got injured. I had an injury from a chiropractor end of February, and thank God it wasn't neurological, but it surfaced up a lot of trauma, surfaced up so much in my life. It's a beautiful place where I am, but I'm really scared, and I'm looking for answers, and it's been really rough. And I'm just trying to figure out a way out of this because I haven't been able to sleep now, which is very new. And like I said, it just surfaced a lot, and I've just, you know, luckily I'm in a really great place in the Bay Area where I have access to so many healers and so many people and amazing, amazing people. But this is a journey within myself that now I'm having to face, and it's scary.
Yeah. Oh, Angel. Just first and foremost, I am holding you. I just want you to feel my arms around you. Just relax in this moment and feel yourself being held, cradled, loved, and renewed. And as you relax and allow yourself to feel that, all these archangels have come in around you as you were speaking, and that's what they're doing. And I'm watching as Archangel Raphael has placed you, it almost looks to me to be like a stasis chamber. When I look at your energy right now, I see you and you're covered in this emerald light. I mean, covered in emerald light. And you bring tears to my eyes when you said, this is a journey within. It absolutely is. Because one of the things the angels were saying is, we have you. We have you. We have heard you. And you are not alone. And as you are in this stasis chamber, what's happening is that your energy is acclimating for a very beautiful mission. You're actually in a time that, yes, and when every being on the planet goes through this moment, it, especially to the emotional body and the physical body, it can be challenging and fear-filled and make us scream and yell and stamp our feet and say, why? In your case, the answer is because your life matters and you have a very beautiful mission not far ahead. It's already in some form starting to manifest, and that this was an integral final piece of cleansing, which you already know. However, the emotional body is not caught up with your vibrational body yet. And that's why Archangel Raphael has you covered in this emerald light and in this stasis chamber. In a quote unquote real world application, they're telling me that if possible, you should be taking valerian at night. You should be drinking a lot of water. And that you need to be either walking or dancing or moving your body in a way that brings you joy as often as possible and lots of connection with nature if you can. They said that deep breath, deep, deep, deep conscious breath and deep exhales will actually bring you into this space, and that you will connect with this stasis chamber where Archangel Raphael is holding you. And from there, the rest of this, it's like I see all these dominoes just falling in perfect alignment, and they're flying you and I up above it right now, and I see an infinity symbol. And so it, truly, my angel, the other thing I want to say with you right now is this number 8, which is also why they're showing me this infinity symbol, that for you, it's like everything's moving with the angels. Everything's moving with the angels. And as long as you remain aware of that, and you are, the quicker, the faster, and the easier this will release, and the rest of the mission will continue. You've already begun just now. Keep walking. Just keep walking. You're in a really good time. And it was no accident that you got through today on, and when we're still in this new moon energy of rebirth and miracle action. Really claim it for yourself. Scream it out if you have to. And I promise you, it's right here for you, my love. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Kira. Can I ask you one quick question?
Go for it.
I just wanted to ask you, there's someone that I'm supposed to see tomorrow, and he was able to really nail the trauma, one of the things that I buried for years and years, never talked about it. And he was able to say, I can help you. Do you see that, you know, he's going to be good for me? I'm supposed to see him in the morning, and I'm just really questioning because I'll just trust and all that stuff has surfaced up now.
Seeing him is part of what you're going to be learning. In other words, trust yourself. Don't not trust yourself. Remember, we are in the month of intuition. You're in the month of the third eye opening. Your meeting him is part of the journey. Where that takes you is part of what you will master. So whether or not you go is ultimately your decision. However, do not go into fear. Go into your third eye. Go deep into meditation and ask, have I already received what I need to receive? Or do I need to go one more time? Or do I need to go face this and understand what's going on inside of me? This is part of the journey.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch with you guys soon. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, it really causes me to feel very tender and humble, because each of us is blending our worlds to such an amazing degree. We're blending the cosmic with the emotional, the physical with the spiritual, and each of us has such a powerful gift to give.
So true.
And yet we must awaken to our mastery while going through all this stuff.
Well, and this is the perfect time. I mean, I can't say enough how perfect it is.
Absolutely. And we have some wonderful things we want to talk about in the next half of the show. We're going to be exploring a little of our cosmic heritage. And we have some callers who have been patiently standing by. We're going to get to you as well. But first, we're going to take a little commercial break. Stay with us. There's a lot more to come.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.SriAndKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you absolutely right now.
Well, thank you, Sri. I always giggle when Sri comes back. Doesn't he sound so quiet? He's like, oh, welcome back. You're just so cute, Sri. You make me giggle.
I like making you giggle.
I know you do.
You know, beloved listeners, we want to bring up a topic that many people have talked about in part. Mm. However, I think it's important to touch into this a little bit right now. And that is that this ascension process, this evolution of consciousness, this awakening of the human,
mm-hmm.
isn't happening just to you. It's also happening to the earth.
Well, exactly. And it's happening to all inhabitants. There's not all like one
beings,
little group.
All creatures, everybody who's sharing this,
exactly.
this microcosm. And some people talk about the earth having her own spiritual journey, and in part that's true. However, mm-hmm. we're so interconnected.
Yeah.
Now, specifically, one of the things that I wanted to revisit was what drew us to Guatemala some years ago, and that was this energy shift that was coming in through Central America and South America. And many people referred to this as the time when the eagle and the condor would reunite. And what that means is that the energies of the north and the south,
right.
the energies of nature and brain, there's a number of symbolic understandings of what that means. The piece that was going on and has been going on is a reactivation or an increase in energy in the Andes. You know, the Andes are a backbone that run all down South America. And really,
they're so beautiful.
And really, the energy yeah. line connects through Central America, and then it kind of splits, and there's some connection into North America, but it also goes all the way over to India.
Exactly. You know, what people realize is that it goes through the earth. It's not one or the other. There's so many that are saying, well, the whole thing moved. It's one or the other. That is absolutely not true. There is a radiance. There is a concentric, I guess, would be the word I want to use.
There is indeed a flow. And those that say the Kundalini of the earth has moved from the Himalayas over to the Andes are speaking a partial truth, in my opinion. What we're seeing is an increase in energy here.
A more of a balanced energy, actually.
A rebalancing. But what is given is never lost.
Exactly.
And that's the important thing to remember. Yes, India for centuries was really the homeland of spiritual evolution. There were so many great teachings that evolved from the energy of that location. It isn't about Hinduism. It isn't about any philosophy. It's about an energetic that supported recognition. And it's an area that was seeded in ancient times
yes.
with the cosmic beings.
Well, and this is what a lot of people don't forget is that we're talking about the landmass of ancient India. You know, bear in mind that geopolitical lines are just that. They're these imaginary lines.
They were invented later.
They were embedded later. So when we're talking about ancient India right now, we're talking about a much greater vast landmass. And we're using the word India simply to help us all connect to it, because there's other words we could use that were more appropriate during that period of time. But I think most people also know, Sri, about Mesopotamia and the cradle of civilization as far as the historical perspectives bring forward when we start going to school and learning about the evolution of our planet.
And one of the things that we know is that the some of the very, very first beings to walk this planet are what we're referring to as the blue starborn. And these were incarnate beings of celestial origin. And some of the mythology that has evolved through this centuries, through the millennia, still offers you the clues, the recognition. And it's really no accident that when you visit some of the artwork from India, when you visit the temples and you notice the blue coloration
yeah.
on Lord Shiva
yes.
and Krishna
yeah.
That what they're reflecting is a vibrational DNA, a vibrational heritage that is not only of cosmic origin, it's being reactivated in a way in this time that we're in.
Yes, and we are on a blue planet. You know, there are so many markers. You know, we like to describe these as markers along the way, as cosmic markers along the way. Now, certainly there's been a rise, and I find it very fascinating, and I think that's probably a good word choice, that there's a sudden rise amongst what you might say the mainstream in the interest of ancient cosmic origins on our planets. You know, we're getting to a point where more and more belief systems are colliding with facts that are now being discovered that have always been held by ancient philosophies, yet have been easily dismissed by those who want to perpetrate dogma. And we're at a moment where our planet is waking up, where so many are waking up that dogma is literally fighting for its life in the face of so many other things.
Now, what keeps dogma alive is fear.
Yes.
And when there's change, there's fear. When there's evolution, there's fear. Fear is one of those natural emotional reactions to, hey, we're not in Kansas anymore. it's the equivalent of the ego saying something outside my control is happening. Therefore, I'm afraid.
Right. And if we are willing to be open to accept our cosmic heritage, oh my goodness, what will happen to dogma?
And, you know, there's that commercial saying that really has nothing to do with just the physical. You know, you feel the fear and you keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially right now. And that, you know, I can't stress enough. I'm like jumping up and down. I'm like a little kid going right now, right now, right now. Manifest your miracle. Honest to goodness, guys, you are in incredible miracle flow right now. But if you carry fear, you're basically repelling the miracle energy because you'll create the miracle of fear.
And so here's a little tip. Fear is a product of the ego. It does not exist in other areas of the universe.
Exactly.
So consider for a moment this uniquely wonderful earthly experience.
It's
called
a touchy-feely.
It is. And of course, it's rooted in a belief of in mortality.
Well,
isn't
that the ultimate fear?
The ultimate fear of death. Mm-hmm. And then it's transmuted into all kinds of fears. Fears of change, fears of speaking, fears of judgment. However, it was birthed through the identification with transition, with the body and all of that. And so to have fear is to be human. To transmute fear is to be divine.
Yeah, I
and
love
we,
it.
And we get to practice both.
Well, and that's the beauty, is that we exist in this extraordinary world that we chose, and we co-create through this world with our cosmic DNA igniting. And what's so wonderful is that's why all of these beautiful markers along the way are being put before us. You know, right now, I just want to comment that a lot of people are just freaking out. And I understand the freak out around ISIS demolishing all of these beautiful Assyrian ancient temples that show the winged cosmic beings that have many of the ancient Assyrian artifacts. You know, in Sri and I were in Egypt, when we were in London, when we were in a few other countries, we've had the blessing to connect with these cosmic artifacts.
Yeah, some of the museums have some very precious evidence of our cosmic heritage. And of course, anytime you have archaeological evidence, you also have the opinions of archaeologists.
Exactly. And if we transcend that, one of the most beautiful gifts, and there's so many, but one of the beautiful gifts that were given to us by the SC-NON, we're going to talk about them in just a moment, through an installment, was that whenever anything, and they were using the Library of Alexandria as a example, and right now that's kind of where we're at. We're at the burning of the Library of Alexandria in a very different manner. That, remember, my angels, that this information is never destroyed. What's happening is that it's being released so that those who are ready will discover that energy in the space, in the vibrational field of their ascended self. So consider, and I'm not approving of what's happening in any way. All I'm saying is, if you lift up to, I always like to say, lift up to 10,000 feet and see it from there. If you lift up to 10,000 feet, and we are at this moment that the ascension escalator has opened, we are at the moment of the twinning earth. We are learning how to live in fifth dimensional or third dimensional space. Remember, everyone is making a choice whether they're conscious of it or not, then of course in the third dimension, they are terrified of anything that proves the existence of our multidimensional experience. So the quote-unquote third dimensional destruction is actually, ironically, enhancing the fifth dimensional experience. Now, I want you to just kind of take that in.
You know, another way to process that is to recognize that truth is truth, knowledge is knowledge.
And nothing can stop that. Nothing.
A book about it is only that.
Right.
The information is always available.
Especially when we open up our third eye, when we really easily keep that open, and we are in that moment now. And so, beloved angels, when we talk about, I want you to bring your hand to your heart, and I want to just give you two words right now and play with you for a minute. So bring your hand to your heart, if it's safe to do so, even close your eyes. And Sri and I want to offer you two words, okay? So the first word is a scene. Now just feel that. Just feel that.
And then feel Essina.
Essina. Did you notice the difference? I bet you did. And the reason we wanted to kind of play with you for a moment was this. In the beauty of all of the information that's been revealed to us and in our long overdue book that we promise we will get published, the distinction between the Essene that walked in biblical times on this planet and the difference between the Essene and the Essenah is that the Essene incarnate carry the energy of Essenah, but the energy of Essenah carries the eternal cosmic blue star-born heritage that is active in all beings when we relax and simply release our fear.
And another way to understand that is Essene is a third dimensional attempt to label the energy of the Essenah. And yet, if one identifies with the word or the name Essene, it's just like identifying with the name you were given at birth. You know, if you say, "Hi, I'm Billy," that's a far different type of energy than to say, "Hi, I'm Alaha."
Absolutely.
You know, or whatever your soul name
and this
might be.
And this is why not only in soul names, but even in a lot of churches, when people devote their lives, they change their names because there is an energy that accompanies that shift.
And the purpose of changing one's name is you choose to align more consciously with another energy.
And so we love this energy of Essenah. That's actually what brought us deep down into South America. And we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I think we have some people that would like to say hello.
Well, let's do that. We have some folks standing by. Let's go to line 4, and we'll welcome Wendy from Florida.
Namaste, Wendy. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Thanks
hello,
for being so patient. We can hear you.
Oh, sure. This is Wendy from Florida, formerly from New Jersey. And I was hoping to get a mini soul reading with an emphasis on where I will ultimately be living by the end of the year.
Whoo! You know what's so amazing? First of all, it's just so good to hear your voice because your energy is crystal. It's crystal. I mean, like as you speak, it's like there's little micro crystals coming, like they're all around you. It's very, very beautiful. But what's funny is that as you asked your question, I held my breath. I felt your breath just go like almost as if I know my answer and I want confirmation of my answer, but oh my God, do I want this answer?
I happen to be outside walking my dog.
Well, I love that.
My breath.
And I just need to share that. The answer that I'm being guided to give you that's coming in, it's funny, it's Archangel Zadkiel, but it's more than Zadkiel. It's like Zadkiel, Saint Germain, all these other, I'm seeing Cthumi, El Moira, I'm seeing all these ascended masters. I'm actually spinning. Ooh. And they're saying that the place of your dreams will manifest and you will choose to be there. And that's how that's the answer they're giving you.
Ooh.
Yeah, huh? Aren't you spinning?
Okay,
I'm spinning with you.
I mean, because I'm faced with the fact that we have to leave where we're living by the end, sometime in the next few months. And, just curious as to what are the things that I've been thinking about and really feeling are going to happen, will actually happen, because there's so many different pieces that have to fall into place. It almost seems like, really? All that has
well,
to
you
happen?
Know,
so that's why I asked.
Well, I think that's why I'm feeling this spinning energy around you.
And the trusting the miracle energy.
Yeah, because it's like everything around you is spinning and spinning and spinning, but they just keep saying the dream that you have dreamed of will manifest and it is your, and it will, and so it shall be. And it's your decision,
that's
but
what
so
I'm
it
feeling.
Shall be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if there was any other further messages, it'd be awesome too.
You know, in this
moment,
are there
any other further messages?
The only further message they're saying is that it's about breathing, knowing, and following through. They say breathe, know, and follow through, and the universe, it's like you're on this beautiful ride that the universe is saying, woohoo, here we go, and you've been waiting to go, and you have that kind of like adrenaline rush in the stomach that's like, oh my God, can I do this? And the universe is going, you're already doing it. And that's what they want me to share. And so it is.
Thank you. And so it is. Thank you.
And so
thank
it you, is. Enjoy your
love
walk.
You.
Namaste. Woo, Sri, I'm spinning.
You know, whenever we're at the precipice of something new, whew, we get that feeling like, oh my goodness, am I going to fall or am I going to fly?
She's going to fly. I mean, she's doing more than flying. She's just like taking off like a bullet, but I'm really dizzy. Like I'm like glad I'm sitting down.
All right. Well, we'll just take a breath. Here we go.
Okay, let's go, baby. Let's do it. Woohoo.
I'll tell you what, let's head to line five and we'll welcome Christy from Sacramento.
Namaste, Christy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm with you. You know, you've been through that difficulty of something going wrong physically and you were doing holistic stuff and then somehow you got tangled in the medical stuff and you got so sick. Well, I've avoided all that medical stuff because I know I'm so sensitive to that. It can really throw me off balance. I went into a stroke and a physical exhaustion a few years ago, and I'm still trying to lift my way out of it, and I need some encouragement and some any possible suggestion that would help me.
I am so glad you called. I am just feel my heart so big around you. As you were sharing, I just saw, it's so beautiful. I just saw heart. And the way I'm seeing this heart energy, it's like you've been placed inside of this beautiful crystalline heart chamber. And they keep talking about the four chambers of the human heart and the four aspects of the crystalline heart. And that as you have been really navigating quite beautifully over the past several years, they're saying you're halfway through, that it's like you've gone through the first two chambers. But the beauty of being halfway through is that the next two chambers are where the magic and the wonder come in, and that you are ready to receive the magic and the wonder. And that through that, there is this, it's like a cradling is the only way I can describe it. It's like they're saying, allow yourself to be cradled with everything you do. Allow your breath to cradle you. Allow your world to cradle you. Allow your home to cradle you. That you deserve to be cradled. And that as you relax into that cradle energy, you will open up these other two chambers that are carrying this beautiful energy for you. There is a huge light at the end of this tunnel, but you're already in the tunnel of light.
And I just want to share, Christy, that sometimes we reach a point where we say, I don't know if I can take this anymore. You know, I've done so much.
Right.
And then there is that part of you that knows you're a survivor, that knows there's something better ahead, that knows that you have purpose. And I really want to encourage you to remember that when things are feeling, you know, end of the rope feeling, it means that we're just about to break through.
And they're saying that when you have any energy that's going toward the when will this end or when will this break through, to go into this crystalline, I want to just offer you this vision because they're giving me this vision to close your eyes however you can or however you want to create it, but you would imagine yourself inside a beautiful crystalline chamber that looks like a heart, and to explore it. They're saying explore it with words and explore it with sound, explore it through writing, explore it through art, explore it through meditation.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Yep. And so it is.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Much love to you. Namaste. Well, you know, we want to talk a little bit about the Essene.
Yes, we do. And how do these shows?
And
we have more. How does this happen?
I don't know.
And we have so much to share about our journey as well. So I think we're going to have to, for sure, kind of do a two-parter and make sure we do more next week because we have so much to talk about. So maybe we should just squeeze in another caller before.
Okay, we can do that. Let's head to line two, and we'll welcome Jess from Michigan.
Namaste, Jess. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I'm calling. I was really guided to call. I've let go of so much and said yes so much, and I'm kind of at this, like, point of I'm a little weary, and a little just a what's next energy. And if there's any insight or guidance for that, that would be wonderful.
Well, thank you, first of all, for reaching out and calling, because I hear what I'm hearing in your energy field right now is that you're tired. And they're saying that whenever our energy field is this tired, everything else becomes bigger. And that for you, what's happening is that everything is getting bigger. Your energy field is getting bigger. Your life is getting bigger. Your vibration is getting bigger. And they're saying that, it's so funny, they're showing me beach balls. And I know that sounds so silly, but it's like they're saying, they're showing me these beach balls, and it's like you're bouncing all these beach balls all over the place, and your arms are tired from bouncing all the beach balls. And they're saying, it's time for you to start throwing some of them out into the ocean and trust the universe to take care of them. And so it's important for you right now to make, number one, make sure you're making enough time for yourself. Number two, whatever is feeling like a burden, it's time for you to throw it out into the universe and let the universe show you the way it will float on the water. It will come back, but it will come back in a way that you're not expecting. Trust, make time for yourself, and laugh. And those are your magic tickets out of this moment. And make sure you're getting enough physical rest as well. That seems to be part of it as well.
Thank you.
Much love to you. You know, we're coming to that time where we're going to need to say goodbye. But before we do, I just want to remind each and every one of you that our lives exist in a fabric.
Indeed.
In a huge fabric beyond comprehension. And as sometimes we begin to touch that knowing in meditation, sometimes we begin to touch that knowing when we're taking a walk in nature.
Yeah.
The knowing is inside of each and every one of us. Mm. And I encourage you to breathe deeply, to find that moment in between thoughts. Find that moment in between breath where you can consciously touch the fabric of your cosmic heritage.
And in there you find the cosmic Essene, you find the blue starborn, you find peace, you find love, you find joy. Now, Sri and I have so much to share about our journey into South America. We have tons more to share about the cosmic Essene in this month. We have tons to share with whoever was on hold and we didn't get to today. So, hey guys, join us next week. We will be here live.
We're going to keep going and it's going to be fun. And until we have the joy of being with you, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week.